Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go back to James. The Lord's helped me even in recent times on this passage. I believed the scriptures agree. But there'll be numerous times when to you it doesn't look like they do. And that doesn't mean there's something wrong with the scriptures. It means there's something wrong with the way you're looking. Well, that just seems to me like that's not right. Well, something wrong with your seam, the way it seems to you. That just don't look right to me. Well, there's something wrong with the way you're looking, not something wrong with this. And you'll hear, I mean, it is just a regular, widespread, popular thing that professors teach in universities, even in schools of theology. They convince the students that there are discrepancies in the scripture, that it doesn't agree, and there are mistakes, and so then they try to water it down and go, well, the Bible maybe it not is the Word of God, it contains the Word of God. No, 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 no. Every word is inspired. Hallelujah. God breathed. You know, Phyllis and I were talking about something, noticing, you know, there's so much credit card fraud nowadays. And the companies and the banks have huge problem with identity theft. And so they keep trying to make the cards better. And so they're going to put chips in them now. And so, right? And so they're doing different things. Well, there's only one way to really solve this, and that's to go bio.
That's right.
What do you mean bio? It has to be something that's in your DNA that can't be copied.
Amen. Yeah.
Some type of barcode doesn't have to be visible, right? And then you don't need cash and you don't need plastic and it can't be duplicated and you can just scan it. Or maybe when you walk in the store, it scans on your head. Does any of this sound familiar? And what we were talking about, all those centuries ago, when God showed John in the book of Revelation that there'd come a time you'd have to have a mark in certain places, and without that mark, you could not buy and you could not sell. Now, centuries ago, how much people have scratched their head and thought, huh? How, what? How could that ever be? That kind of thing to me is proof beyond dispute. That the Bible is the inspired Word of God. There's no way he or anybody else could have known that, could have seen that all these centuries before. And that's just one of thousands of foretellings and prophecies and predictions and foreshadowings. How could anybody know? It has to be the one who knows the end from the beginning. Come on, are you listening? Who did speak by inspiration through his prophets, hallelujah, and his men and women of God. And when he has spoken, though it may seem impossible, it may seem illogical for generations, there'll come a time when everybody goes, well, yeah, that's obvious. To our generation, does it sound far-fetched? It's the next thing. Right? You can see it. I'm not getting one. How about you? No. Well, so you won't be able to buy or sell. Well, God will have to take care of me some other way because I'm not getting one. Where were we? This is one of those nights, isn't it? We were in James, weren't we? We were talking about how that some have argued and said, well, see, there's this huge statement that contradicts. James, what he's saying, completely contradicts Romans. Because Romans goes to great length talking about it's by faith, not by works. By faith alone, not by works. One phrase I want to call your attention that the Lord called my attention to. One phrase. It didn't just say works, and works means all kind of works. Works simply means doings, effort, deeds, that which is done. The Bible talks about the works of the devil. The Bible talks about the wonderful works of God. The Bible talks about good works that we'll be rewarded for. Right? Works of the flesh. And what you don't see James saying, the Spirit of God through James, is works of the law. Oh, come on, can you see that? I can't take credit for that. The Lord showed me that. He didn't say we're justified by the works of the law, which is what Romans and Galatians keeps on saying over and over and over and over again. It's the works of doing the law. It's the works of keeping the law. What kind of works is he talking about? He's talking about the works of faith. Not the same thing. The works of faith. That's worth us coming to church, right? Right there, don't you think? That's the answer. That's the answer. We're acts, doings, deeds of faith. We're not trying to be justified by keeping the works of the law. But if you really believe something, you'll do it. Right? If you don't believe it enough to act on it, then the faith is not a real living faith. You don't believe it enough. And that's what he's talking about. In fact, in the first chapter of James, we just got through praying it in the first part of the service. Go there, please. What was he talking about before he got to chapter 2? In James 1:22. See, this wasn't written in chapter and verse. All this is a letter. Flows together. What was he talking about? Be doers of the word. Not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We're warned not to be deceived by being a hearer and a so-called believer, but not a doer. This is a tactic of the enemy. There is a danger. And our whole generation is groomed toward this. Knowledge focus and entertainment oriented. And you can know a lot of stuff without doing anything. And you can watch hours and hours of TV and movies or concerts and theater and not do one thing with any of it.
Right.
And there's a danger in treating the Word of God that way. Coming into church, coming into meetings, reading your Bible just like you read a novel or the newspaper. Coming into service like you come to a concert. Tell me something interesting. Okay. I'm going to take a note on that. But sermon after sermon, message after message, chapter after chapter, and do nothing with it. The Bible warns us about this. The Spirit of God cautions us. This is a danger of self-deception. What's the self-deception? The idea, because I know it, I have it. Because I know it, I'm doing something. When we're not. In James 1:22, I'm reading the Weist translation. He says, moreover, keep on becoming doers of the word. It's a continuous tense. Something we need to keep on. We need to ask ourselves tonight, what am I going to do with this word? How is this going to affect my life? Something I need to stop doing, something I need to start doing, something I need to change. Because if we hear and hear and do nothing, we're deceiving ourselves into thinking we're making progress when we're making none. Keep on becoming doers of the word. Stop being hearers only, reasoning yourselves into a false premise and thus deceiving yourselves. This is what the Spirit of God was talking about when He flowed into the next few verses below it, faith without action. He's still talking about being a doer.
Amen.
Isn't He?
Yes.
And there is absolutely zero conflict with being justified by faith.
Amen.
There's no conflict.
Amen.
And how many believe this is the God-breathed Word of God, there's no conflicts anywhere.
Amen.
There's just ignorance and lack of understanding and people too proud to admit how little they know.
Yes, sir.
And what you do, and I find myself doing this frequently, I'll come across something, I'll stop and go, Lord, I don't see that. I don't understand that. I'm asking You, help me. Show me. Show me how this fits with this. You know, maybe to me it looks like they don't agree. But show me. And time after time after time, sometimes it's been 10 years after I prayed about that specific thing. And I'm just going down the road and it hits me. I go, ha! Well, of course. Yeah. That agrees perfectly. But for the previous 10 years, it looked like it contradicted each other. To my unrenewed mind. And some things, I'm thinking of one thing right now, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to understand that. What does that mean? How does that work? And nothing that I understood or saw any differently for 10 plus years. And then one day I was sitting at my desk doing some other things. Something else, not even to me related. And all at once, He started talking to me about that. And when He did, I saw why. I had to grow to even know what He was talking about.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.